KFW Mobile.
Ken, NC9B.
Good day.
Wonderful. Beautiful ride down the mountain. Got my regular little rock going over to Williamston today. Everything looking good. Had a great weekend. How about yourself?
Here, just trying to stay cool.
Since that time of year, we had a weekend before at the mini split. Wasn't quite blowing cold air out of the middle of the mini split, so we took the face plates off and everything. And finally learned how to clean that sucker. Got to clean that real good now. Blowing ice cold air.
Service there, especially them coils, right?
It never, the instructions of the thing wasn't that clear about how to clean it. You watch the videos of, they were kind of leading a little bit to be desired, I guess. So I just broke down and started taking screws off and pulled the faceplate off and got the drip pan out of there and cleaned it and washed it all up, took everything outside, rusted it off of a pressure washer, and got a little spray gun and sprayed it up in the coils and everything. Had a nice little bag set up to a wagon to catch all the water and cleaned it out real good. It's doing like a champ now. So the ducted system where you can't really clean, ducts on a regular ducted system. That mini split is a ticket, let me tell you. Much more efficient.
Got a little mini split for the room over the garage. It's always a little bit hot. And then, hey, have you heard from Patrick? How's he doing?
Patrick and I went, last Friday. We went to Longhorn Steakhouse, him and Elise, me and Wendy. Had a good old time. He's getting around pretty good. He's really got his mobility back. He's coming back like a champ. I never would have thought he'd be this far along. Surprised everybody, I think. Doctors at all. But he's doing good. Hope if I have any surgery, I'd do that well.
Stay healthy enough, I don't need to have that. But, joints get old and worn out.
Oh, yeah. Feel it every day. Especially the knees. That's what Patrick had replaced. So, I guess, that's, I don't want to go into the diet, but I have to. But if I really, really have to, I'll take that.
Yep. For work, is it an automatic?
We don't have any manuals anymore. But insurance companies don't like them. Apparently they are distracting to drive, I guess. Even though I can drive one and I've driven them. But, yeah, they all go on the automatics.
Distracting to drive?
Lower interest rate if it's automatic. But the automatics, man, let me tell you, they're I don't know. Something about them, they're not safe. They can lead to problems. I've got one place where I go over there at Donaldson, and you got to turn around, and it's kind of a downhill turnaround. And when you come back out, it's an uphill. And when I'm articulated about 90 degrees, that's when it shifts to the uphill side. And it takes a minute for that automatic to kick in. And you start rolling backwards by the time it kicks in, and then you've got to slap on the brakes. And, the air brakes aren't like car brakes. It's just a bad situation when you're trying to do that articulated going up.
I was driving a manual. It's like you go through the gears and never even remember that you did it.
At least with a standard, you can put it in the gear and just, a low gear, first, second, third. Usually it's third. And just leave it there. You just got to power through it. And the automatics can't do that.
Like a little paddle switch to be able to change them to what you want.
Got that lag in there, though. Yeah, no. You can do it. You can select a lower year, but getting it from the neutral to the lower gear is the problem. In other words, when you're doing that slow, it gets so slow it takes it out of gear, you know, because you get your foot on the brake, because you're going downhill, and the brake takes it out of gear, and then you take your foot off the brake and try to the fuel, and it takes a minute for that thing to whole kick in, that whole series to kick in, and it's just no fun.
KN4TFW.
Envy. But I do like the fact that I can drink and drive.
Do with a 10 or 12 speed, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much 12 speeds now. If you can find a standard, it's going to be a 12 speed, probably. And, yeah. I don't know. 6 1/2 dozen, I guess.
Insurance company thinks about the old 18 speeds and them 21s where they had to let you know. I bet they had a fit over that.
The way they come up with their stats. You know, statistics are like anything. If you play them right, they'll say whatever point you're trying to get across, you can get statistics to back up that point.
That you can make it say whatever you want it to say.
You guys, and you're talking about crime statistics. Yeah, they play with those numbers, you know. And instead of reporting what it normally is, like a burglary, which is a felony, to a misdemeanor trespassing and larceny. You know, if you go into somebody's garage, whether the garage door's open or not, that's a burglary. But if you're writing it up as a trespassing larceny, your crime stats just dropped 50%. Or the Waynesville Ham Fest, not this weekend, but next weekend. Take the old camper up to Lake Joolof, good. Camp for 2 days. Wish you and the missus were coming.
Weekend of what, the 26th and
27th?
29th. Taking the, or is it up July? Take the granddaughter down to Hunting Island. And then, so I gotta go pick her up, I think, on that Sunday, the 27th. We leave out that Monday.
Well, that was so close to Charleston. You know, I looked at the map the other day.
Flies, it's not that far, but dang, there ain't no good way to get there.
Like Edis, though. I go, like, go around your elbow to get there. You know, it's kind of funny. I don't know if I told you, Edis used to be Charleston County, and then they didn't like the Charleston County taxes, so they de-annexed themselves and annexed themselves to Colleton County. But the taxes were so much cheaper. But Colleton County doesn't touch Edis, so they have to drive all the way, like, around your elbow to get to Edis. So what they did is solve the problem for emergency services. They had a resident deputy living on Edisto Island, since it was Colleton County now, and he got free housing and beachfront. That's nice.
He's coming out of a bad spot. He has, like, from Honey Island, I believe you can see Edisto, but dang, it's an hour. It's over an hour drive just to get there. You got to go back almost to the interstate to get there.
That whole area down is kind of odd. It's just it's the way it is. And we usually, if we go to Florida, we'll usually stop down there at the South Carolina, Georgia line. There's a little place, a little Mexican place down there. We like to stop and eat. A little motel where we'll get grab a room. Kind of breaks up the 2 day trip. You know, break it up to a 2 day trip instead of a straight 3 8.5 hours or whatever it is.
I know it took a while to get down to St. Augustine. It just, I mean, they lie when they tell you how long it takes.
See, the hard thing for St. Augustine for me is, once you cross the Georgia-Florida line, it's like forever to get to St. Augustine. You don't realize, is it that far from Jacksonville, really?
about 30 or 40 miles, isn't it?
Not forever for me, though. Especially when you try to go down to Daytona.
There once we ate at that Hooters across from the track with my cousin.
Daytona International Speedway. Got the airport right there, and the other side of the interstate, you got the flea market. We like going to the flea market.
That'd be nice. I mean, to go down there just to walk around and see. I mean, I don't care nothing about that track.
Race fan, but my wife's father used to be. He was really into that. And the old cars. But the flea market, you know, I like to go down and get my Bike Week t-shirts. Good place to get them. And get them pretty cheap. It's out there every year. You got the spring one, which is Bike Week, and then you got October, the Biketoberfest, which is in the fall.
Keep reminding me not to go down there then.
I've been down on the strip. We went down a couple years down there, and it's not too bad. You go in the daytime. Nighttime, I avoid it like the plague. Yeah, some of the biker clubs still go down there, the big notable, big-name ones.
Went from Clayton, Georgia on Saturday and got, I don't know, 123 and Whitehorse Road in that area, and it was had the whole road blocked off, and I saw there was a motorcycle all bashed all to hell, and then he didn't make it.
Got a drive right there, and they're after you. I'm thinking about selling mine. I ain't got around to really pushing it hard on it. Sell it. I'm not going to drive it that much anymore. Me and the wife took a ride the other day. A nice little ride, rode to town, picked a piece.
It don't look out for you anymore. You know what I mean? You don't really have to take a driving test hardly to watch out for everybody.
I don't like driving it down to Greenville. Just because of the way that everybody drives down here. But up in the mountains is not so bad. Mountains, it's usually speed-related and self-induced.
Some of them ride out on the interstate, and that, you wonder, you know, then they'll blame it was the car's fault, but it's like, man, you're doing 20 mile an hour faster right up on its tail and, you know, barely missing them to start with.
You see a lot of the ones in California where they're lane splitting, driving between the cars on the road, and you know, they get run over all the time out there. It's supposed to rain this afternoon, so hopefully I get all my stuff done before it rains.
The next 3 days, it could be some possibly pretty heavy thunderstorms in the afternoon.
How's this morning? NC9B mobile.
With the wifey boot, headed to work. Good morning, gentlemen. Hope everybody's doing well.
C9B. I was hoping somebody else was listening out there. They get quiet in the mornings on this channel.
Me and I want to say it was Angela, but I'm not sure.
We're switching out, getting on this here crazy interstate, headed northbound.
I got some red up there on the interstate for me where I get on it, but they've been repaving that section, but they've been usually done by the time I get there.
Northbound at the exit 11, and they've been doing southbound here, a good little piece. Got a good bit of it done, and that seems to be going pretty quick with it down this way. A whole lot better than what it was, for sure. What this company seems to be doing a much better job than the other one that was working on it.
Lives down there off of exit 14.
That's Hamilton exit there.
So on the Mondays, I'll take the run down to take it off there at exit 14. Go over there to what is that place? Technoplas. Up at the Clemson Research Park.
I'm very familiar with that. I've lived in the town of Fairplay area for a couple of years now, but I worked EMS as a paramedic in Anderson County with Fells Rescue Squad for almost 25 years. Run a lot of crazy wrecks and stuff in this area.
you know my daughter-in-law, Carrie Worthy?
Name definitely rings a bell. I want to say I've definitely heard that name. But I've worked part-time for Greenville County EMS and Lawrence County EMS as well through the years. That name definitely rings a bell.
She works part-time for, I guess she works some of the football games up there at Clemson. And I think she's doing Brisbane Health. Run there, and she's an EMT, so she's running their ambulance, I guess. But I'm just pulled up here at work, so I'm going to have to hop out, fellas. Good talking to y'all. And what's your name again?
CLA for ID. This is Anthony. Yeah, I work for Prisma Health as well, and I was also a firefighter for almost 18 years. So. All right, cool. Yeah, good talking with you, sir. And I hope you have a good day.
I'm retired law enforcement, and I recently retired about 5 years ago. So, I'm a part-time truck driver now. But 73, y'all have a great day, and pick it up there, Ken. You have a great day, too, sir. Good talking to you, and hopefully catch you further down the log in the NC9B.
Have an awesome day. Be safe out there. KN4GFW. This is the emergency room, Ben.
Crazy. We stay so full all doggone time. Seems like we have as many people waiting on beds to go upstairs as we do waiting in the waiting room or being seen in the department.
On that one.
Population outgrew that hospital, I bet you, 15 years ago. Just keep getting more and more and more.
Vehicle stopped up on the bridge on the interstate. I believe I'll go to Plan B.
Understand that. Be careful out and about.
Angela worked in the emergency room with you.
She's like me. She primarily does behavioral health, psychiatric stuff, but we both also do medical as well, just depending on how the rotation is and where they need us in the department.
Yeah.
A registered nurse, and then I'm a paramedic off the truck. They hired us as techs in the ER.